Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
If you're looking for a job or ready to change careers but don't know where to begin, don't fret. The annual job and career fair will be held on Wednesday, April 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to help you find your calling. In an interview with KSRM's Meryl Sikorsky, Gulf Coast Regional Manager for the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Sarah Bieber explains that this is a chance for anyone to get their name out there and get back into the job market.
We have 51 vendors between employers and training providers in the area that are ready to share opportunities. Many people walk through our doors and they may have an offer of employment by the time that they walk out.
Among the 51 vendors, Bieber explains that everyone can find a job market that interests them and works best for their current situation. So whether you're an employee looking for a job seeker or vice versa, their goal is to help individuals make successful connections.
We're well represented by oil and gas at this job fair, but we also have transportation, hospitality, we have state, local, and tribal governments, we have construction, we have healthcare, we have retail, and then we have a wide variety of training providers.
Individuals looking to attend this event should bring a resume and dress for potential interviews. Likewise, if you need help updating your resume, people are more than welcome to come to the job fair or even can get it done during the event. And if you need to brush up on your interview skills, they will also have mock interviews available. Any young individuals out there who would like to discover more job or training opportunities are also welcome to come and check out what the peninsula has to offer.
So there's definitely a lot available for young people just that don't even know what they want to do and just want to explore some options. We have things like Kenai Construction Academy and so on, pre-apprenticeships where you get a taste of an occupation to see if it's something you're interested in pursuing. We even have funding that can help you afterwards if you identify a training program and want to start pursuing a career versus a job where you're going to live paycheck to paycheck.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. An Alaska student has won the National Honor Society scholarship out of 17,000 applicants. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Elizabeth Jajali, a Thunder Mountain High School senior in Juneau, was chosen from nearly 17,000 applicants to win the $10,625 National Honor Society Scholarship Award. Winning the NHS scholarship showed me that my leadership was making a real impact, said Jajali. It gave me not only hope, but certainty that my service was significant and would be carried on by countless students moving forward. Elizabeth Jajali is a young leader in STEM, innovation, education, and public communication. Born and raised in Juneau, she founded the Alaska Science and Engineering Fair Student Spokesperson Board, raising over $15,000 for the statewide STEM nonprofit. The Future Women of STEM podcast she launched, produced, and hosted aired on public radio and has reached listeners on four continents via Spotify. Elizabeth has conducted graduate-level research on environmental biotechnologies, and she most recently studied using environmental DNA metabarcoding and qPCR to detect, quantify, and conserve various Pacific salmon species. This project was recognized by the Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. Department of Education, Department of Defense, and the Taiwan International Science Fair, among others. She has sung the national anthem for numerous community commemorations, performed with her orchestra at Carnegie Hall, and received several art and writing awards. She is also a U.S. Senate Youth Delegate, Regeneron STS Scholar, AIME Qualifier, Distinguished Young Woman of Alaska, Public Radio Guest Host, and Tennis State Champion. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.